is Mistress Brighton of EnchantrixTeas.com, and I've got a humiliation food play challenge for you. It's after Thanksgiving, right? You survived Thursday and Friday. Maybe you've got some in-laws and relatives that are still there. And let's talk about those leftovers, though. You got like roast turkey, maybe you've got mashed potatoes, maybe sweet potato casserole, stuffing, and of course gravy. And everyone's laying around full and sleepy, and you need an escape from the in-laws and for a little while have some fun. What to do, what to do. You call me for a humiliation food play, and you fuck the food. That's what. I have an entire blog dedicated to splashing fun sex, and that's actually the name of the blog, splashingfunsex.com, which should tell you that you're in big trouble if you have leftovers and like to be treated like a human trash can, because I'm a sadist and I like tormenting and twisting you around. Humiliation food play means I get to make a mess at your expense and laugh at you while you degrade yourself. There is possibly one of the easiest ways to introduce you also to come eating. Can you say fuck the mashed potatoes and jizz in the gravy? Of course you can, and you will be encouraged to do just that. Now, here's a disclaimer for you, the fact that I even have to say this, but please, please set aside food for our humiliation food play session. And if you have any left over after you've done fucking it, for the love of peanut butter, do not put it back in the fridge, especially if you have guests or someone who might, you know, think that that's something edible. Please don't. Please don't. Get a bowl of onion soup and have a gay old time adding a little extra razzle dazzle to it. Then add some oyster crackers and bon appetit. You get the satisfaction of knowing that you provided entertainment for me and that little mischievous tingle while you smile in everyone's face that you just ate your own cum on a turkey sandwich whilst doing the food play humiliation shuffle. So it's really easy to get into the holiday spirit with humiliation food play because it's a really, you know, it's the end of the year. It's this 2 month long celebration with all these different holidays. And it starts with candy. It starts with Halloween, honestly. Halloween kicks off that time of the year where it starts to get colder and everyone's staying in and wearing sweaters and craving sweets and carbs. Then come Thanksgiving, then Christmas, then New Year's. And if you are of another religion, you've probably got a few in there that you also celebrate. So for 2 months, gluttony is bliss. You're going over to, you know, in-laws and loved ones' houses and you're eating and drinking and being merry. So why not capitalize on all that food and fuck it? I mean, you're doing it for me. I can be your guide to debauchery by way of food fucking, come eating, and have a splashing good time. The most important thing when playing with food is to prepare ahead of time. However, if you're in a pinch and you're doing like a quick impromptu humiliation food play session, the idea is to get quick and dirty and clean up before anyone finds out that you are a filthy food fucking whore. So you got guests. Let's just say you've got guests for the weekend. Limited privacy, limited time, and you want a quickie. Grab the mashed potatoes and gravy and steal away into the bathroom for a few minutes. You'll need a towel and something to protect your area so that you don't get food all over like your sink or whatever. So really, honestly, if you're in a bathtub, that's best. Keep a strainer over the drain just in case there's anything lumpy in the gravy that can clog up your pipes, because you do not want to have to explain to your wife or your in-laws why there's giblets in the shower drain and how they got there. Get something to stand up your camera, you know, if you want to be watched, obviously. Why would you do splashing if we can't watch you? You know what I mean? So you can put on a good show. And once you're done being my entertainment, quickly wash up, flush the evidence, and saunter back out of the bathroom. Mission accomplished! So here's the deal. If you cannot call, and actually before that, I just want to remind you that this is actually the end of our month-long anniversary celebration, and there's still time to win prizes and partake in some of these specials. As a matter of fact, Tuesday, November 30th, is the very last Two Mistress Tuesday before we switch over to December. Holy crap, the last month of the year. Yeah, are you like freaking out? Yeah, you're freaking out? Okay, listen, we can make it fun. Also, if you've participated in any fun sex sessions of 30 minutes or longer, you're automatically entered to win some free prizes from us. So just remember, if you don't call, you can't win. Now, Saturday and Sunday, which today is Saturday, you have the opportunity to win a prize if you call into Dispatch. Dispatch will be picking people randomly and giving out prizes. So, do a 30-minute call. Call in on Saturday and Sunday to get some free gifts. And on Tuesday, which is, yeah, because there's no 31st. So Tuesday the 30th is the last day of our LDW anniversary month. And it is also your last fucking chance to get a two mistress call in and add a second mistress for free for the first 10 minutes. So please, if you have not done so already for whatever fucking dumb reason, get your ass together and call us on Tuesday. And if you want to call me, if you want to do a humiliation food place session and you can't call because you can't make a lot of noise, pay for a text session. Go to sexytexting.com. That is where you pay for your session. I've actually had a lot of fun text sessions this month. I've had guys playing with toys, guys splashing. It's been awesome. So trust me, just because you can't call in and you can't talk doesn't mean that we can't have fun. Do a text session. We can chat over Skype. We can chat over Discord. And you can email me, brighton@enchantrixempire.com. And I will help you get set up. And if you are able to sneak away for an actual phone call, the number you dial is 1-800-601-6975 and you ask for Mistress Brighton. Tell them that you want a food play, humiliation, splashing session. But you have to ask for me. I hope that you've had a great Thanksgiving or Indigenous celebration if you do not celebrate Thanksgiving. And I hope that you have an awesome weekend. Bye!